So this is a case from one of the docs, Hope, and I'm not going to go through all the details. This patient, though, had a history of ulcerative colitis in the past and was still getting prednisone. What about the idea of giving a checkpoint inhibitor to a patient like this, Hope, particularly with breast cancer?
Actually, somebody emailed me and asked me a question like this not so long ago. It was of the Crohn's disease. And so we looked up the literature, and there is actually some literature on this where people have been treated with checkpoint inhibitors while on some sort of immunosuppressive therapy for colitis, as long as the colitis is completely stable and asymptomatic, and have done very, very well. So apparently it doesn't predict that. I think you'd have to be extremely careful in that situation. And this is what I advised the particular physician I was talking to, but I think that, you know, these patients have metastatic disease. So there's two parts to it. One is that you'd love to give them a treatment that worked and help them to live longer, but you don't want to make them miserable in that case. So I think you just have to be very cautious.
There's pretty good data that prior autoimmune disease is not uncommon to see it get flared up giving a checkpoint inhibitor. You get into issues also, people have had organ transplants, what you do about that.
But the data in melanoma, there are some case reports of patients who were on immunosuppressive therapy and then got the checkpoint inhibitor and did okay.
Oh yeah, some of them do fine, yeah. But you do see a flaring of many cases. Yeah. George?
Yeah, so I'll mention the NCI has just put together, or is in the process of putting together, a consortium of institutions that are specifically going to be looking at checkpoint inhibitor therapy in patients with connective tissue disease, where that'll actually be the enrollment.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community oncology panel, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio program based on a satellite CME symposium at the 2018 ASCO meeting.